Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk, and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good, and they do good, too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen, and use code LISTEN at checkout.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code CUMULUS. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, nose hair, old lady, and Greenland. It's all coming up in just a minute.
And now, the Bob and Tom Show presents another edition of Why the Internet is Much Better Than the Radio. Today's episode, getting hit in the nuts. First, here's the sound of a bunch of guys watching an internet video at work. This one features a horrific, painful, and even life-threatening accident.
Okay, guys, watch this.
Wow, that was great. Now, here's the sound of the same guys listening to the same sounds of the same guy getting hit in the same nuts, but on the radio.
Hey, guys, listen to this.
I gotta go back to work.
Well, there you have it, America. Proof positive that when it comes to seeing some poor guy get whacked in the sack, nothing beats the internet.
Especially at work.
Hey, have you guys seen this one?
We know what you need. Here's another healthy dose of Bob and Tom Extra.
We were talking about nose hair, and this doctor says do not have your nose hair waxed out. Because it's bad for you, but right. You should trim it.
Sure. Of course, you should.
I did a little bit of research during the break. I guess, again, my technical question is, if you know someone who has excessive nose hair that and it's really bothering you, what can you say?
Mm-hmm. Well,
I mean, do you talk to their partner and say, look, could you get, you know what I'm saying? Do you have a nose hair electric one, Josh?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Rechargeable, yeah.
Oh, you got rechargeable? Doesn't take a battery?
Yeah. That's the way to go, man.
Wow, I may have to look into that. I have battery operated. But yeah. They last a while.
That's
but
a dead end.
But it's great.
We used to be able to get the ones that were all metal, and now they've got a plastic blade in there.
Oh.
Sure, you know, some jerk probably sliced open his nose. Now the rest of us have to suffer with inferior technology. What if you can go on eBay and find the classic metal one?
No, mine works pretty well. I'll suggest mine to you.
Okay. Pat, I understand you've been working on a song about nose hair.
Well, you know what nose hair is called, right?
No, what?
Cilia.
Oh, cilia?
Cilia.
That's like a science
cilia.
Term.
Cilia, your hair in my nose. You're cleaning the air in there daily.
Is that right?
Oh, cilia, just leave it alone. Don't wax it or it'll be harmful to your lungs.
All right, hey.
To your lungs.
Hey.
I always
loved
that
song. Wow, that was
short
and sweet.
Yeah.
Oh, I did too.
What a great song that was.
Cilia?
No kidding.
Behind
Cilia.
The scenes and stuff, isn't there? Cilia. Doesn't it have something like 36 tracks? Like it's an insane amount
of
stuff laid over.
Echo and stuff laid over.
All kinds of things going on.
Knowing Paul Simon, that probably.
It's my sister's middle name. You just never heard that very often, that name.
Cilia?
Cecilia.
Oh, okay.
Cecilia.
Yes, they named their daughter.
Yeah, they named my daughter.
This is my sister.
My sister's named after
Amoeba Cilia.
That's silly.
We have Christy Lee at the Bob and Tom News Desk. Christy Lee, do you like being called a fiancé? Is that kind of fun?
Sounds weird, doesn't it? It doesn't sound weird for me. It sounds weird to call my guy a fiancé. Mm-hmm. Don't you think?
Sounds like he's French.
Yeah, doesn't it? Yeah.
You know, I'm glad you didn't marry a French guy. Let's just get ahead of that.
Why?
French guys, they're annoying to me.
And they're filthy. We all know it.
Berets.
They're short. They think they're smart. I'm tired of them.
Yeah, but they sound cool when they talk.
I sleep on your couch, I eat your cheese.
I brought a white flag so I can surrender to your love.
They do that. They surrender a lot.
Do they?
Yeah.
Yeah, they sure do.
Christy.
I'll be on bottom.
I think it's kind of sexy when your man calls you a fiancé.
Okay.
Kind of make youthful.
Yeah.
So, like, you kids are going to elope.
Would you like it if he called you the old ball and chain?
No, I always hated that.
Why? It just suggests that you're hindering him in almost every sense of the word.
Yeah. I can't.
If it's that bad, then why do people get married?
Because you browbeat us into it.
Nag, nag, nag.
I can't stand it when someone refers to, quote unquote, the wife.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't like it.
It's so funny.
It's
awful. It's so disrespectful.
Yes, it's like, I've got to go get the hammer.
Do you like Better Half?
No.
Yeah, that's nice, too.
That's not bad.
Better Half
She's
is kind
my
of...
Better Half.
Yeah.
Kind of hacky.
Wifey poo. How about that?
Nothing?
Okay.
How about the old lady?
I love that. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, especially if they're younger. It's kind of ironic. You have a good time. Me and the old lady. We're going to come around. Yeah,
there you go.
I wouldn't recommend that, Andy. Close circuit time to Andy. Don't do that. Been around her longer than you, Andy.
Well, it also doesn't really work for you guys. She might call you the old man, though, right?
Well.
Me and my old man.
That's coffee. Sorry. Coffee out of Tom's nose.
She'd be correct.
It's in his mid-day.
Sorry, I just...
For those of you who don't know, Tom's girlfriend is 21.
Quite a bit younger.
Yeah.
She's beautiful. She's mine. Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
What do you call her? Your girlfriend? Your
it sounds like she's 16.
Lady,
I would never discuss this in public.
Partner.
She's my sex prop.
I don't like partner because it sounds like you're in business together.
Bob
was my partner when we started this show. Or if you were a lawyer, that would be your partner. Mm-hmm. If you had a medical group, you'd have a partner physician.
That's true.
I used to say to my past person.
Oh, this will be good. Everybody get comfortable.
She didn't like being called a partner. And she goes, what, are we in business together? I said, yes, the business of love.
Oh, wow.
And that worked out, didn't it, Nate?
Once again, you've got 2020 vision.
Ace's book, The Business of Love, Chapter 7, Bankruptcy.
And Chapter 11. Yeah, Chapter 11 would be bankruptcy.
Chapter 13, Pat, yes. I'm sorry. I haven't gone bankrupt yet. I don't know which of the things are applied.
Oh, you should do it. It's a thrill.
I think Chapter 7 is one, too. I think it would be
sure. That's close. Yeah, something.
Who knows?
There's two.
I pay my bills.
There's three. I know.
By the way, here's
your
a story.
Credit ratings back up to at least 400. By
no, I've jumped 200 points since then.
Good job,
buddy.
Still bad.
Here's a story. Did I give you this story? This just has to affect next to no one.
I don't know.
Share it, please. in keeping with the mentions of Burke's Law, yeah. Tell us all about it.
The daylight saving time story. Did I? Put
in Greenland.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, Greenland, they're not going to ever go back off of daylight savings time.
Oh, okay.
Which I think maybe...
is it an hour ahead of us, Eastern time, now?
It makes sense for them because they are...
A backwards country?
They stay on daylight savings time. They're only 3 hours behind the European Union, and that's who they did the most business with. If they change times, it goes to 4 hours, so it gives them more time.
Isn't everybody... aren't the other countries changing times? I don't get it. No. Isn't Greenland the famous sort of joke that Iceland is the greener one and Greenland is the...
Oh, they switched for reasons. Yeah, for battle reasons, didn't they?
Locals say it will benefit Greenland, a vast Arctic Danish semi-independent territory, by giving the country another hour in the day to do business with Europe.
But is it true that there are more walruses than clocks in Greenland?
Probably.
Really?
They are 4 hours ahead of us in Denmark, Schwan.
But 50 years behind us, you know what I mean.
1:26 in the afternoon. So they're 4 hours ahead Eastern Standard or Eastern Daylight.
I'm sure they all ride bikes or whatever. They don't have
isn't it snowing there constantly?
Greenland they got those bikes that are in the snow.
It's inhabitable, is what it is.
People live there.
You seem really stuck on these bikes.
There was a guy from Greenland who bullied me.
Did he have a cool bike?
Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes. So you can fuel right and feel great, no matter what life throws at you.
Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared, perfect for any active, busy lifestyle.
You could lose up to 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto Meals. Based on a randomized controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto, results will vary depending on diet and exercise.
With 40 options across 8 dietary preferences on the menu each week, it's easy to pick meals tailored to your goals. Choose from preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, or Keto. Factor can help you feel your best all day long with wholesome smoothies, breakfasts, grab-and-go snacks, and more add-ons.
Reach your goals this year with ingredients you can trust and convenience that can't be beat.
Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use the code FACTORPODCAST to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code FACTORPODCAST at factormeals.com/factorpodcast. To get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box.
Bombas makes the most comfortable socks, underwear, and T-shirts.
Warning, Bombas are so absurdly comfortable you may throw out all your other clothes.
Sorry, do we legally have to say that?
No, this is just how I talk and I really love my Bombas.
They do feel that good. And they do good too. One item purchased equals one item donated.
To feel good and do good, go to bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/listen and use code LISTEN at checkout.
Okay, now, real Christy, do you have this plumber story? I think is fascinating.
Firefighters in California went on a search for a missing plumber. Homeowners had called for help after their plumber had entered a 3-foot-high crawl space under their one-story home. They had not seen or heard from the plumber for 3 hours, and he was not responsive to their shouts.
Hey, plumber! Plumber!
Responding firefighters were able to spot a small portion of the still unresponsive worker's body at a distance.
Ew.
When firefighters cut 2 holes in the home's floor with chainsaws to gain access to the plumber, they discovered he was asleep. After waking the plumber up,
I want you to go think about this. They took chainsaws and cut out the floor of the house.
Yep.
And he stayed asleep during the chainsawing.
After waking up the plumber, fire officials said he was able to crawl out from underneath the home uninjured.
There's something going on here that we're not hearing about.
That's got to be a great rest.
That's got to be a hell of a nap, right? Jeez.
But I mean, because their assumption is that the guy's dead underneath their crawl space.
Sure. Passed away.
Wow.
But he didn't.
But just creepy. What if he had died?
I like the nap where there are a lot of spiders.
You do?
Yeah.
If he had died, moisture. It would have been one less idiot in the world. Okay?
Maybe. I don't know.
This could be a fine man. He worked so hard.
Fell asleep in somebody's crawl space.
That gives me the heebie-jeebies.
And stayed asleep while they were chainsawing the floor.
That's a good sleep.
Yeah.
Sounds like a Twilight Zone episode where there's a...
Another dimension they go into.
There's a constant banging on the floor. And
you remember the one where the guy fell asleep and he woke up and everything was different? Ask me which episode that is.
Which episode was that?
All of them.
No, someone buys a house and then they eventually do some remodeling and there's a skeleton in there holding a wrench. Something cool like that.
Ooh.
This is just scary. I mean, you have this guy could have been dead down there.
Well, they only waited 3 hours. I mean...
Well, how long are you going to wait? You don't hear anything. You're calling for the guy in your crawl space. Then you see a foot around the corner that isn't moving.
Yeah, it's safe to assume something went very, very wrong.
I hope the carpenter they hired to put in the new floor where they cut it out with a chainsaw.
Would you...
They charge the plumber for
would
that.
Would you try and get the money from the plumber for fixing your floor? You would?
Yes.
Or from insurance or something,
That's a... Who knows?
It sounds small like...
No. Right? If I were the plumber guy, I didn't ask you to do that.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't ask you to fall asleep on my job.
That's right, you didn't. And I was kind enough not to bother you with it. I just fell asleep.
We had to get a chainsaw and flush you out. Yeah. Get it? Flush? Okay, sorry.
We thought you were dead, you amazing plumbing weirdo.
See, that almost sounds like one of those Bob Newhart phone calls to the insurance company. But the poor guy, the whole thing
Bob
is
Newhart.
Weird.
Bob Newhart. Really.
We're getting contemporary then, Bob Newhart?
Bob Newhart.
The man is a blessing.
No, he's great, but I'm pretty sure he recorded what people consider the first contemporary stand-up album.
That's right.
So it's literally...
And when was that? 70 years ago?
Get to know him. You'll like it. Christy Lee is at the news desk. What else have you got?
Authorities in Pennsylvania discovered more than 150 reptiles in a home where a 23-year-old man was found not sleeping. This time, this one was dead. KDKA reports police called to the residence in Alquipa. Is it Alquipa?
It's Alquipa.
No, it's Alquipa. I think Joe Namath's from there. Joe Montana. Yeah. Or one of, isn't Joe my Namath. Mic on?
Go ahead. Joe Namath. I think you're right.
Alquipa. Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Such a dick. Chip.
No, Queef is near Beaver Falls.
He's still talking. You have a...
Who, me? Oh, did you want me to be quiet?
Go ahead, Chris.
Police were called to the home in Alquipa, where officials found more than 150 reptiles, including 60 venomous snakes and an alligator. Is it Jim Bologna?
No, it's Jim Belushi.
No, I would say Bologna, but
Bologna has a first name. It's Jim.
I couldn't. It looked.
Okay,
it
that was fun.
It's spelled.
That was
good. It's spelled. You're right, Chip. That
was well, the actor is Joseph Bologna.
Yeah, it's spelled like
he's dead
Bologna.
Too.
We pronounce Bologna, but according to the newscaster I listened to, I wanted to find out they pronounced it Bologna, but what do they know?
A code enforcement officer said there was a cobra in there, a rattlesnake in there, black mambas in there. He explained the home's occupants had recently moved in to sell the animals.
What if when the police came in there, one of the guys goes, "Ah!" He goes, "I know, right? All these snakes." He goes, no, there's a spider in the corner. Would that be kind of a cute little...
Yeah, that happened. Sure, the black mamba didn't scare him, chick.
That's the joke.
Alquipa.
Yeah. Like, my God, there's a spider.
This story gets more horrible.
Or, how about this? Go the cops ahead. Walk into the... Christine,
still,
bear with
still,
me.
He's still firing away.
The cops walk in and all these reptiles are squirming about.
Sure.
And the one guy goes, "Ah!" And he goes, "I know, right?" And he goes, "Yeah, this wallpaper is hideous."
That's
the joke,
like
Pat?
That.
Thank you.
I like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The reptiles were moved to an exotic pet store in Ambridge that works with the Beaver County Humane Society.
Is it legal to own the deadliest snakes on Earth?
Depends on the state.
Where'd you say it was? Ambridge.
Ambridge.
Sorry. But they're not saying how the guy died.
That's weird.
Can I guess?
The folks living in the home could face a maximum fine of $1,000 for each reptile.
Doing a far different show over
here. That's 150 times 1,000.
Boy, that's like $5,000.
I'm not even reading the. I'm not reading that in. Officials also found a 3-year-old girl alive inside the home and removed her from the scene.
See, that's heartwarming.
See, no.
This kid's going to eat her vegetables once I get out Bambi the black mamba snake.
Oh, gosh.
Eat the vegetables.
Christy goes, "I'm not reading this last part." So I'm gonna read it.
So he could do Bambi the black mamba snake.
Right. No,
if anybody ever wanted to know what it's like behind the scenes, that was a little bit what it's like. In a meeting.
The level of irresponsibility of these people.
Gosh, that poor little girl.
Were they loose or were they in aquarium?
Well, I don't know, but there's a dead guy in there.
Well, he could have died of anything.
The little girl might have killed him. Yeah. You don't know.
Yeah, that's right. He could have died of anything.
Well, you could have.
Probably high blood
heart
pressure.
23.
I don't know. I'm not Columbo, but I'm guessing when you've got 60 venomous snakes in there.
Let me ask you a question. You know, I see all your snakes here and all your reptiles.
I don't mean do you have any kids, for God's sakes? You don't have
a 3-year-old running around.
Oh, my God. Yeah. What are you thinking of?
Should we dress her up like a mouse?
She gets exercise. My pets get exercise.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are terrible.
We'll follow through and see what the police come up as a cause of death.
Yeah. Well, and a 33
many bites.
What?
And by the way, can you imagine you're a cop and you're trying to do your job and you get a call today and go over to the Alquipa and you get in there and there's all these incredibly dangerous snakes.
Yes. And then the one guy goes, "Ah!" He goes, "I know, right?" And he goes, "Yeah, this wallpaper is so dated."
I thought he might have a new punchline. I was thinking there'd be the spiders than the wallpaper.
When one is that good, that is,
what's happening? Yeah. What the hell is going on?
What?
I'm just glad we're not in front of people.
Did you see what's the matter? That hideous tank top that guy's wearing.
Yeah, see?
Tom knows.
What
same joke. Same joke. Stop it.
So sorry.
I got way too fake mad for that.
Christy, what else you got?
33-year-old Florida man will face criminal charges.
That's impossible. There are no 33-year-old Florida men.
Well,
thank you. Thank you very much.
Good work.
Thank you very much.
This is a horrible story as well. Witnesses claim he beat a shark with a hammer at a Brevard County beach.
Everybody in Toronto 3. Well, was it a hammerhead shark?
Well, shark was
train your shark the way you do? I train my shark the way I train.
You want to see the shark ride a bike or not?
I want to see a shark ride a bike so bad. That's come all here. I want to see now.
Come here, Jawsy. Come here.
Shark was returned to the ocean.
What? For those of you not being able to see Josh's imitation of shark riding a bike.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
Y'all went from the Super Bowl straight to the toilet bowl. He's not over the NFL. The NFL is over him.
Scorching debates.
All the good, all the bad, all the ups, all the downs.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
Sorry for what I said because it was appropriate when I said it, but I can't say it anymore, dude. You are killing the game.
The Jim Rome Show podcast. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.